This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former Alabama jail official Vicky White on the run with a murder suspect shot and killed herself, say authorities. He surrendered as authorities caught up with him. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Vicky White and escaped inmate Casey White were apprehended by U.S. Marshals near Evansville, Indiana Monday after a vehicle pursuit. The 6'9", 38-year-old Casey White surrendered, but Vicky White shot herself. Casey White and Vicky White, who were not related, went missing April 29th after Vicky White told co-workers she was taking the inmate to a mental health evaluation. Instead, the two fled the area, sparking a 10-day manhunt.
Protesters have been gathering outside the homes of Supreme Court justices as the court deliberates abortion access and whether to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now the Senate has voted to increase security for the justices. The House votes next. In Ukraine, they found the bodies of 44 civilians in the rubble of a building destroyed by Russia in March. That's according to an official. Russia's now been targeting Ukraine's vital port of Odessa. Repeated missile attacks there. Lithuania's foreign minister tells the AP some inside the Kremlin must be wondering whether President Putin's war in Ukraine is worth it.
The West, we do not need explaining by Putin why did he start a war. We know our answers and we're quite convinced that they are correct ones. Who is he convincing then? And I would say that probably is inner, bigger, smaller circle. Probably these are the people who most likely are starting to question the motives and the successes or the losses that they are facing in Ukraine and whether it was all worth it.
In China's big city of Shanghai, teams are going into the homes of COVID-infected people to spray disinfectant as Shanghai tries to root out an Omicron outbreak. The price of gas is up 17 cents in a week. It's 4:37 this morning. This is AP News. Those in Las Vegas are taking note of some grim discoveries.
The Lake Mead Reservoir, fed by the Colorado River, has dropped more than 170 feet since 1983, some 70% of capacity gone. The drop exposing one Las Vegas drinking water intake, forcing a switch to a deep lake intake to continue to supply casinos, suburbs, 2.4 million residents, and 40 million tourists per year. A decomposed body in a barrel was spotted by boaters. The man had been shot. His shoes put the killing between the mid-1970s and early 1980s. More remains were found this past weekend. University of Nevada, Las Vegas history professor Michael Green is fairly certain additional remains will show up. However, Green says people should be more focused on the so-called bathtub ring, now high up on the walls of the lake where the water level once stood. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.